This session is going to be presented by Ms. Emily Ackerson, and it is on postpartum depression, an opportunity for prevention. Ms. Ackerson received a master's degree in nursing from the University of Washington and a BSN from Cornell University. She is currently enrolled in the doctoral program in nursing practice at the University of Virginia. She is certified as a family nurse practitioner and practiced on the Warm Springs Indian Reservation in Multnomah County Health Department in Portland, Oregon, and a variety of clinical settings in Virginia before coming to James Madison University. She currently serves as an associate director of James Madison University's Institute for Innovation in Health and Human Services, an institute that fosters community, need-based, interprofessional, campus, community partnerships, and education, service, and research. It's my pleasure to introduce Ms. Ackerson.
I appreciate this opportunity to talk about postpartum depression and opportunity for prevention. I have no relationships to disclose. There is an opportunity for prevention at a number of levels. For some women who exhibit significant risk factors for developing postpartum depression, there is the opportunity to use evidence-based preventative strategies to reduce the risk of developing clinical disease. There's also the opportunity for early identification of women who are symptomatic through screening, refer them to treatment, thereby preventing worsening disease. And thirdly, there's the opportunity to prevent the profound impact of maternal depression on the child that has been widely reported in the literature. In this presentation, I'll provide some background or context for this discussion, highlighting the literature and health priorities, including Healthy People 2020 priorities, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention priorities, important literature that notes adverse impacts of postpartum depression. Then we'll discuss the important question of prevalence and risk factors, which will lead us to how can we make a difference. We'll spend the rest of the time talking about a plan for a community implementation strategy that addresses prevention goals. Your handout will highlight some resources that may be helpful to our discussion. The implementation occurs in rural Appalachia. Background. Healthy People 2020 prioritizes depression screening to facilitate appropriate and needed interventions in that area. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has an overall strategy in preventing child maltreatment, and it's to promote safe, stable, and nurturing relationships between children and their caregivers. Through a study done by the Centers for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente with 17,000 participants called the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study. As adverse childhood experiences increase, the risk for a list of health problems in adulthood increases in a strong and graded fashion. And you can see in the right-hand column a list listing alcoholism and health, alcohol abuse, COPD, depression, liver disease, heart disease, risk for intimate partner violence, smoking, suicide attempts, unintended pregnancies that result from adverse childhood experiences. Household mental illness is one of those, and you'll notice about six others as well. So how prevalent is postpartum depression, PPD? Reported prevalence varies between 10 and 34% depending on risk factors. And what are those risk factors? You'll notice on the right-hand column, financial stress, teen pregnancy, single parenthood, lack of social support. Importantly, the risk factors you see on this slide are similar to risk factors for poor parenting outcomes overall. Then the question is, how can we make a difference, and how can we support women at risk? What can offer an opportunity for prevention? Our aim in this section is to identify evidence evaluating the effectiveness of one strategy, that being psychosocial support in reducing the symptoms of depression among women at risk. I'll highlight key points that are supported by the literature. You'll notice the key points on the left. The first key point is psychosocial and psychological interventions are effective in reducing symptoms of postpartum depression. I'll highlight the results of a 2009 Cochrane review. Results from nine trials involving 956 women found that both psychosocial, that meaning peer support, non-directive counseling, and psychological interventions appear to be effective in reducing symptoms of postpartum depression. The long-term benefits are unknown. For the sake of time, I'll not spend time on the six other randomized controlled trials referenced, one of them being another Cochrane review. The second key point is that telephone-based peer support can be an effective prevention strategy for postpartum women at risk for depression. Results from a multi-site randomized controlled trial involving 701 postpartum women demonstrated that women who received peer support were at half the risk of developing postpartum depression at 12 weeks. The findings were congruent with an earlier randomized controlled trial involving 42 women demonstrating that telephone-based peer support resulted in significantly lower depression symptomatology at both 4 and 8 weeks postpartum. There are other studies that support that evidence, and for the sake of time, I'll move on. In summary, psychosocial and psychological interventions are effective in reducing symptoms of postpartum depression. And secondly, telephone-based peer support can be an effective prevention strategy for postpartum women at risk for depression. These strategies are effective in reducing risk for development of disease in a high-risk population, and they are effective as a component of a professionally-based treatment strategy for clinical postpartum depression. An overall strategy may include, as I mentioned, providing telephone support or home visitation by a trained community health worker who are in turn supported by health and mental health professionals as part of a comprehensive, cost-effective, community-based intervention strategy. So how can a prevention strategy be implemented in the community that focuses effective strategies on women most at risk? We'll highlight three elements to a community implementation strategy. First, Healthy Families America is an evidence-based national program model that provides education, resources, and support for families at risk for poor parenting outcomes through home visiting. Services start prenatally and continue for 3 to 5 years. The services are strength-based and voluntary. Home visitors are selected for their ability to provide supportive and trusting relationships with families. Through psychosocial support offered to at-risk mothers, home visitors can have a very important role in reducing risk for developing postpartum depression. Secondly, postpartum depression screening can be implemented for at-risk parents in the context of family support visits by a trusted home visitor. The purpose is to identify women early who are in need of professional consultation and referral, thereby preventing adverse consequences for mother and child that is associated with postpartum depression. And third, interprofessional consultation, referral, and support for home visitors who are serving a high-risk population of families, is an important component of an overall prevention strategy that addresses cost, quality, and access issues. The Healthy Families America program goals include these four goals. You can see the vision and mission, but I'll highlight the goals. To systematically reach out to parents to offer resources and support, and those are the highest risk parents in a given community. To cultivate the growth of nurturing, responsive parent-child relationships. To promote healthy childhood growth and development, and to build the foundations for strong family functioning. The Healthy Families America program is based on 12 critical elements that are derived from over 30 years of research, and I have a handout that outlines all of those for more information, and the Healthy Families America website provides a lot of resources. In light of the strong Healthy Families America program outcomes and an ongoing commitment to evaluation and quality assurance, the Healthy Families program model provides an ideal opportunity to implement a community prevention strategy to prevent poor parenting outcomes associated with postpartum depression. With using the wonderful community resources of community health workers. You'll see on this slide that the risk factors for poor parenting outcomes are very similar to maternal factors associated with increased risk for postpartum depression. This is another reason that the Healthy Families program provides an ideal opportunity for prevention. So, what is the role of postpartum depression screening? We know that women receiving services through Healthy Families have risk factors associated with poor parenting outcomes and postpartum depression. How can we identify women who maybe need additional or more intensive professionally based services? Screening with a reliable, valid, sensitive, specific, and well-accepted tool is an important component of early identification and intervention strategy. And the tool needs to be accepted by the community health workers and be usable in the context of a home visit. The Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale meets these criteria. It is free, well-established, and takes 5 minutes to complete. We've considered other tools, including the PHQ-2 and another one that screens for domestic violence and substance abuse as well. But at this point, we're using the Edinburgh Postpartum Depression Scale. A third dimension of the implementation strategy is the interprofessional family review. Regular interprofessional family reviews offer an opportunity for home visitors to consult with mental health and health professionals, providing an additional safety net for vulnerable at-risk families. And it provides support for home visitors as well. The World Health Organization report titled Scaling Up, Saving Lives, a Task Force for Scaling Up Education and Training for Health Workers, highlights the important role of trained community health workers who are well accepted in their community, receiving effective supervision with access to referral options between different levels of the healthcare system. I want to highlight the importance of a multi-leveled approach involving teamwork and coordination, resulting in optimized patient outcomes and support for home visitors. So in practical terms, how can this work? First, trained home visitors build trusting, supportive relationships and provide education, resources, and support for overburdened families, thereby reducing risk factors and symptoms associated with postpartum depression. Secondly, implementation of a screening process for at-risk pregnant and postpartum women can identify women who need additional support or professionally based services. And third, interprofessional family reviews, which is a system of professional consultation, referral, and support, offers a final safety net. What that involves is regular meetings with home visitors, supervisors, clinical psychologists, an advanced practice nurse, students, and other professionals as needed. the home visitors present a family for consultation and or referral in a style that's congruent with their practice. The result is professional development for the home visitors with information and education about the situations that they're confronting, recommendations for family goal planning, and or referral. Referrals are to our Counseling and Psychological Services Clinic, which is a university-based training clinic. Collaboration, I'd like to highlight this, is collaboration with the client's primary care provider is a very important component to facilitate care coordination. So it sounds expensive to have ready access to professional consultation and referral as a built-in program element. Interprofessional family reviews are part of the educational experience for graduate students in health professions education, particularly the graduate psychology students. It provides an important community need-based interprofessional collaborative practice opportunity for students. In May 2011, the core competencies for interprofessional collaborative practice were published and sponsored by accrediting agencies for nursing, medicine, osteopathic medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, and public health, outlining the expectation that students will graduate collaboration-ready practitioners. It also highlighted the importance of interprofessional collaborative practice, which involves community health workers and all levels of health interventions. I've highlighted these core competencies and on your handout. So what about cost, quality, and access? You see under this in this slide, trained, culturally competent home visitors are effective in providing high-quality care and are less expensive than nurses, social workers, and psychologists providing that care in the home. The Interprofessional Family Reviews, in partnership with the university, provides important educational experiences for students and meets an important community need for high-quality professional services. The quality aspects involve implementation of an evidence-based practice strategy, the interprofessional family reviews, which provide professional consultation and referral. The Healthy Families America program model is an evidence-based program model that has built into it effective supervision, quality assurance visits, and accreditation. Access, as we've heard from in this whole session and with community health workers in general, is enhanced by using community health workers through home visitation and effective outreach. Interprofessional consultation and referral brings that element to the community health worker and supports them in the same way that they're supporting the families. And ongoing cultural competency training is important. In summary, postpartum depression is a significant problem with adverse consequences for the mother, the child, and the family. Psychosocial and psychological interventions are effective in reducing symptoms of postpartum depression. And telephone-based peer support is an effective prevention strategy for postpartum women at risk for depression. Trained Healthy Families America home visitors in the evidence-based Healthy Families America program model can have an important role in prevention strategies for postpartum depression. Early identification and intervention can reduce symptoms and severity of disease, preventing negative health consequences for both mother and child. And finally, interprofessional consultation, referral, and support for home visitors is an important component of quality, cost, and access considerations in implementing a comprehensive prevention strategy. We've implemented this program at James Madison University, and we, through the Institute for Innovation in Health and Human Services where I work, we have two Healthy Families programs that involve a third, and those programs address the needs, work with families in rural Appalachian communities. That's the context that I'm speaking in, and I have a lot of references.